Hey everyone, something profound happened today that I'm going to share with you because for those of you who had heard my first awakening experience, this one goes even deeper. And if you're new here, don't worry. This story stands on its own and it might just change how you think about your body's capabilities.
This is Mindset Reinvented.
So today was my fourth session and let me tell you about the mindset that I brought into it. You know, sometimes we build up expectations so incredibly high that reality can never match them? Well, I made a conscious choice to do something different. I went in with zero expectations. Actually, let me back it up. It was more than that. I approached this with a completely neutral mind. Why? Because I didn't want to chase the experience. I didn't want to disappoint myself. I just wanted to be there. Present and open to whatever might or might not happen. And what unfolded next taught me something extraordinary about our body's capabilities, something I don't think many of us, maybe none of us, realize that's possible. And it all started with the simplest of setups. Okay, so picture this. I'm lying face down on a table. My hands are resting below me on these comfortable supports. My head is in that familiar face cradle with a tissue lining it. Nothing special, nothing complex. Just a basic treatment room setup. But what happened next was anything but basic. As I started moving my head from left to right, and then keeping my chin slightly tucked, which I later realized might be the key to part of this experience, something that began to shift in me. My breathing naturally deepened, not because anyone told me to breathe deeper, but because my body just knew. The sounds I made during my exhales grew louder. They were more pronounced. And yes, I was the only one in the room making these sounds. But let me pause here for a moment because this is really important. In a room full of people getting similar treatments, I'm making sound as I exhale, and I'm really letting go. And here's what I learned through these sessions. You can't reach these profound states if you're worried about how you sound or what others might think. And that's self-consciousness. It's like a wall between you and this experience. And then it happened. First came the warmth in my shoulders, and this wasn't like the heat from exercise or from a hot shower. This was different. It was like warmth from the inside out. Then the sensation began to spread. And people often ask me, how do you describe this? And the closest way that I can say it's like tingling, but that's not quite right. It's a lot smoother than that. It's more fluid. Imagine life force itself moving through your body, almost like a current. It's closer to what it feels like. You know when your foot falls asleep and you get those pins and needles sensation? This isn't that at all. It's more like, imagine if every cell in your body suddenly woke up and started singing or started dancing. Not in a jarring way, but in this harmonious, flowing way. It's comfortable and it's pleasant even. Like your body is finally operating at its fullest potential. But here's where it gets interesting. So unlike my first experience where the sensation flowed through my entire body, literally from my toes to my head, this time it concentrated in my upper body. From my torso to my head. And then something completely new happened, something I hadn't experienced before. I began to feel this energy, this aliveness in my hands and in my arms. But it wasn't just sensation. It was like my body was showing me what to do next. And I found myself, along with the doctor guiding me, to place my hands on different parts of my body. My heart, my shoulders, my neck, and my hips, anywhere that felt like I needed this energy. And it was like completing a circuit. But more than that, it was like my body was telling me, don't waste this energy. Use it, direct it, and let it heal. And I wasn't controlling it exactly. It was more like I was partnering with it. I was following its lead. And the doctor actually tried to help me direct this energy from one side of my chest to the other, but I couldn't force that. And that wasn't how it worked. The energy had its own intelligence, its own path. And let me talk about the difference between being in your head versus being in your body, because this contrast has become so clear to me now that we spend so much time in our heads, and I notice it now more than ever. Those moments when I'm, let's say, nodding before truly listening to what somebody's saying, when I'm physically present but maybe mentally elsewhere, when I'm distracted by, you know, someone's appearance or movement instead of truly being present with them. The contrast between state and what I experienced today were complete opposites. You know that feeling when you're trying to listen to someone, you're already formulating a response that's being placed in your mind, or when you're about to join a meeting, but your mind is running through some other things that you have to do for the day for your own personal benefit? That's being in your head. And we do this all day and every day. And most of us don't even realize there's another way to be. So in this flow state, everything is different. The emotions are deeper. They're more authentic. I felt peace. I felt joy. And I even felt some sadness, but not in the way that we usually experience them through thought. This was more fuller, more complete. And you can't access these things through depths of thinking alone. Trust me, I've tried. Tried all the meditation apps, all the mindful exercises. They're valuable. And I highly recommend anything that helps us get in touch with our bodies, our minds, and our souls. But this experience is very different. It's very direct. And here's something fascinating. So when I'm back in my head after experiencing this state, I notice it immediately. It doesn't feel the same. It feels somewhat limited. It feels constrained, like I'm operating at a fraction of my potential. It's like, imagine you've been watching a movie in black and white your whole entire life, and then suddenly you discover that color exists. So going back to black and white isn't quite the same. Here's what I really want you to understand. This isn't about some special ability. It's not about being particularly spiritual or flexible or anything like that. It's just about letting go, which I've always had trouble doing. It's about trusting your body's wisdom. It's about willing to make sounds that might sound like an animal in heat, to feel the feelings, and to let go of looking normal. The physical setup matters. Yes, it does. The chin tuck, the breathing, the head movements, the alignments, the miracle that your practitioner will do with you, alongside of you as you experience all of this. And part of it is oxygen flow. Maybe it's about releasing tension in your vertebrae. You know, the doctor mentioned something about this position that allows more oxygen to flow. But honestly, the technical details aren't as important as the willingness to surrender. And when I talk about surrender, I really mean letting go. Like making sounds without worrying who might hear you, moving in ways that feel right without wondering how it looks, trusting that your body knows what it really needs. So this isn't about forcing anything. In fact, it's counterintuitive to do that. Trying to force it won't work. It's about creating the conditions and then letting go. So when I tried to direct this energy, the doctor suggested that I move it from side to side, and from side to side, from my one side of my chest to the other. And I wasn't able to do that, which is fine because this is all such a new experience And as you start to learn more about this practice, this mindfulness, the state of flow, you then begin to experience different things. But I didn't worry about it. Like, I was totally okay with it. I couldn't move my energy from one side of my chest to the other. But what it did was it showed me exactly where I needed to go. So I became intuitive and I began to place my hands on my heart. Not that somebody told me to do that. It was just because my body knew that's where the energy was needed. And this is what I mean by body wisdom. We're so used to telling our bodies what to do, when to move, and how to feel, but what if we have it backwards? What if our bodies have been telling us or trying to tell us something all along, and we've just been too busy in our heads to listen? So I left today's session with even a deeper appreciation for what our bodies are capable of. And this wasn't a repeat of my first awakening. It was an evolution. It was a deepening. It was a discovery that not only can we access these very deeply profound states, but we can actually participate in them. We can work with them. We can direct this energy towards the areas of our body that need the most healing. So think about that for a moment. Our bodies have healing capabilities that many of us don't even know about. Not because they're hidden, but because we're so often stuck in our heads that we miss the subtle signs. The invitations to go deeper, way deeper. So the path is there, and it starts with being willing to let go of how you think you should look or how you think you should sound, to trust the process, to follow what your body is telling you, even if your mind doesn't understand it yet. And yes, it might mean being the only one in the room making sound. It might mean moving in ways that feel really strange at first. You might have some witnesses sitting at chairs nearby as they learn and as they explore for their own benefit, and you just learn to not make it feel strange. And what's on the other side of that surrender? That is what makes it all worthwhile. So in closing, this journey continues to amaze me, and I'm sharing it because I believe that everyone should know what's possible. Your body is waiting to show you. The question is, are you ready to listen? Are you willing to let go of looking normal or discover something extraordinary? And remember, I started this journey just like you might be starting right now. I don't know if you are or you're not, but if you're curious, maybe you're skeptical, maybe you feel stuck in your head. What I've discovered has changed everything about how I understand myself and my body's capabilities. And quite frankly, I've just scratched the surface. So thanks for hanging here with me and letting me share this deeper exploration with you. Until next time, keep your mind open. Keep breathing deeply. And most importantly, keep trusting your body's wisdom. The intelligence is already there. We just need to learn how to listen and bring it out. Bye for now.
This is Mindset Reinvented.